98.5 KYGO, Morgan Wallen. Good morning. It is 8:51. Let's put a little chaos for Chris. And it is all about the wedding. His bride is the one who set him up for this. And I all the credit goes to her for this idea.
Neither of them like this time of year when it comes to the pumpkin spice, all of the basic.
The cliche stuff with fall. So the one rule of their wedding was no fall stuff, even though we're getting married
right.
Kind of in the fall. So I'm going to call from the bakery because I have screwed it all up.
Hello?
Hi, is this Chris?
Yeah, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris. I'm calling down from Bakery. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. How's it going?
Good. Just finalizing two things. I wanted to let you know the final payment did go through. And then just confirm
awesome.
On Saturday, we are dropping off at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we're really, really excited. Thank you guys so much. We loved the tasting when we came in. It was so awesome. So we're really excited.
Oh, that means the world. I'm so excited too. And let me tell you, it's the first time I have ever made cupcakes in the shape of Uggs.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I know, right? You would think that I was doing it all the time, but it's like yoga pants and Uggs. I did not have like a shape for it. So I handmade them one by one.
I'm confused. We're getting like a three-tier wedding cake. It's like the vanilla lavender one.
No, I have here 48 pumpkin spice cupcakes with all with different sayings on them.
You must have our order switched with somebody else's. There's no way that that's for us. So could you just double check for me real quick?
Chris, I have it right here. Each of them say different things. Like, I love you a latte.
Oh, wow. Okay. Jesus. So you don't have our three-tier vanilla lavender?
No, I have cupcakes that say, let's give them pumpkin to talk about.
What? You need to figure this out and fix it because you're absolutely going to ruin my wedding day if you show up with a bunch of yoga pants and Ugg-shaped pumpkin spice cupcakes? Are you serious? Like, what kind of self-respecting bakery even makes shit like that? No, I love this pumpkin spice. Oh, it's fall. It sort of got cold. Now I gotta put pumpkin in everything. Why don't you just skip straight to Christmas and give me a Santa Claus cake with a peppermint candy cane shoved up his ass?
Do you know how hard it was for me to write, oh my gourd, it's sweater weather, and fit it on a cupcake? I have all of these cupcakes, and it says right here, deliver them at 2 o'clock between the time we start You've Got Mail and The Devil Wears Prada at our book club party.
Oh my God. We are not having a book club party. We need a wedding cake with the groom and the bride statue on top.
Oh
like
my
a
God.
Normal wedding.
Chris, I have it here for all these cupcakes, and I have it as a Brené Brown book club party. That's not you?
No. What is a Brené Brown? What is that?
Ooh, you have to set your boundaries and be vulnerable.
I'm vulnerable right now. You blew it with my cake.
Any chance you could just switch your theme?
No, it's a wedding. I proposed to my wife, and we waited months. And now this is supposed to be the best day of her life, and she's getting some pumpkin spice cupcakes? You got to be kidding me. Look, I don't even know what is happening right now, but you guys are definitely fired. I'll have to get a different cake or something because this is absolutely crazy, unacceptable.
If you're going to fire me, I mean, you're going to have a lot to do before the wedding. Do you have a DJ? Like, is somebody playing music?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, good. Because I love music, and like that's my favorite part. It's why I play music. This is Tracy and Fizz. You're actually on the radio right now. Welcome to Phonanigans.
Calm down, buddy. Calm down.
Oh my God.
Your vanilla lavender cake is safe. It's nowhere near the pumpkin spice.
And it sounds lovely, by the way.
Oh my God.
It does sound delicious.
You guys, I almost like got a heart attack and a panic attack at the same time.
Get ready to live a life of many of these jokes because your fiance is the one who set you up for this prank.
I cannot believe her. She... Oh, man. I'm not going to the wedding now.